Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. Welcome back, 34. After the hour, we're having more fun than the law allows here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is, he's been one of my mentors, folks, on a number of levels. I'm so grateful for having him in my life and becoming part of my show. That was a red letter day for me when, in 2006, when he said, yeah, I'll be a regular on your show. And he has been, and unfailingly, never wavered. That speaks to the kind of character that he has. But mostly, folks, what he thinks about you. I know he has a great love for small businesses. And folks, he's the author of a book that, a number of books, but my favorite is Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. It will change your life. The video will too. And as I've said many times before, he's one of the great futurists of our time. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. And Jim, we do have fun, don't we?
We do have fun. Otherwise, let's forget about it, right?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah. Hey, Joel, and thank you, by the way, for your part of having the fun part. So I was watching, I saw a news feed the other day about a whale that had died, washed up on shore. I think it was a sperm whale, maybe in Japan or somewhere like that. And it had like hundreds, if not thousands, of plastic bottles in his gut.
Yeah.
Yep. And we have all these bottles. I mean, people don't drink water out of a tap or out of a cup anymore. They drink it out of a water bottle and they throw all that plastic away. It's ridiculous. You know me. I'm no major league greenie, but I don't like all that. And so the good news is you've discovered some good news about all this, haven't you?
Very much. University of Singapore, and there are more and more innovations coming out of the University of Singapore. I am really impressed with them as an innovation center. Looked at what you looked at, which is rivers clotted with plastic bottles and made out of PET, which is a really tough plastic.
There are giant state-sized rafts of this kind of flotsam in the oceans around the world.
The University of Singapore says, let's turn it into something useful. And they did a very interesting process, which is doable and accessible in a developing country as much as in a developed country, which takes the plastics and turns it into aerogel. Now, I got to define aerogel in a really interesting way. It's described as frozen smoke because it's like 99% air and 1% material.
Right.
But it has some very interesting properties. It is a wonderful insulator. So if you just insulated your house with it or your coat, it's flexible.
That's what insulation is all about. It's about providing different resistance membranes to the transition of heat or cool from one place to the other. It becomes like a barrier membrane.
And it's doing it with very little material. So that means if you take one PET bottle, you can convert it into a piece of aerogel the size of a typing paper.
Right.
Because most of it will be air. But the thing is, all of a sudden, there's a whole bunch of uses for it. It can be a filter. It can be an insulator. It can insulate for sound, too.
Sound, too.
So that's kind of interesting.
I'm thinking about look what this would look at for aviation. Because if you look at the specifications of an airplane, one of the items on there for the weight, when you look at a weight and balance, one of the numbers is the paint. They weigh the paint they put on airplanes. So you got to believe this would help insulating thermally and sound for airplanes and lower the weight. How about that?
Exactly. And if you coat the fiber, which remember, there's not very much of it, but if you coat it, you can use it to convert stuff. So you can take pollutants and change the pollution by the interaction with the aerogel.
Any idea?
All of a sudden, all of those bottles have value. which means they will be collected.
Exactly.
Which means they will be picked up.
And deposits maybe. We'll get deposits on the things. So what about commercialization of this thing and scaling of it? What do we know about that?
It says the Singapore is looking for a partner to commercialize it, and that the process is, it's an interesting statement. It's complex, but it's not difficult. So you've got to go through several stages.
See,
but
folks, this is
to do.
This is all part of the sustainability revolution that's really going on right now. Sustainability from wastewater standpoint, waste paper, waste wood, waste plastic. I mean, the sustainability movement, folks, is really powerful, and they're not just sounding like zealots these days. They're coming up with real solutions, like you're talking about, Joel.
Yep, this is a big deal. I should tell you one other thing. It also insulates up to 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. That sounds like a graphene type of number. Hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
We'll talk about graphene a little bit later on. Right back with Joel Parker. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.